Okay, I'm here with Stephen Greiner, chief of the OAS Observer Mission for federal elections in St. Kitts and Nevis. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Francis, good to be here. Thank you very much.
Stephen, where are you right now?
Right now, I'm waiting for a ferry to go to Nevis.
Okay, so you were in St. Kitts all of this morning?
That's right. We have 14 observers on our mission. 10 are stationed in St. Kitts and 4 are in Nevis. There are 8 constituencies in St. Kitts and 3 constituencies in Nevis. And so we've received the reports from all the observers, all of them in both islands, and now I'm just going over for a first-hand view of the voting in Nevis.
And the report that you received this morning, what was the status? Were polling stations ready?
Yes,
were they
well,
open
you know,
on time?
The weather hasn't been very good here. It was raining quite heavy in the morning, and really throughout the day we've had showers and heavy rains. But despite that, there are a lot of people out waiting in line to vote. So it's hard to say in percentage terms what that means, but it seems like there's going to be high voter participation.
And people are withstanding the elements and are waiting in line patiently, and hopefully they'll all be able to cast their ballots before 6 p.m., which is the time the polls close.
So we're basically at just past the midway point of the election.
That's right. Polls here close at 6 p.m., and then the vote count will start.
How many political parties are in the race?
There are 4 political parties. There are 2 in St. Kitts and 2 in Nevis. So the Kitchen parties don't contest the elections in Nevis, and the Nevisian parties don't contest the elections in St. Kitts. So in some ways, we're observing 2 different elections, and that's one of the reasons I'm traveling to Nevis.
And you've been there since Tuesday?
Since Tuesday of last week. Well, actually, I was here before, and I went to Washington briefly. So for all practical purposes, our mission has been here about 2 weeks.
And what about reports or maybe even complaints coming into your mission?
Reports? There were some complaints that the indelible ink wasn't working, that it was easy to remove. I myself tested it, and I found out that that's not the case. I think the indelible ink on my finger is going to remain for at least 3 weeks. Mm. So, and then there are some people who were claiming that they weren't on the list or other voters that weren't on the list and they were able to vote. But to be honest with you, Kearns, we haven't seen that. Right now, what we've seen is that everybody who voted was on the list. Party agents here have their list, the presiding officers have the list, and they seem to be meticulously checking the identification of each of the voters.
And turnover once the election or once polls close at 6 p.m.?
Well, once the polls close at 6 p.m., they'll start the counting process. Here they have a centralized counting. In each constituency, they have a counting center. They're going to have to transport those ballot boxes and then count. And it might be kind of a late night. I mean, we might be looking at midnight or 1 a.m.
And when can we expect an official result?
Well, that will be the official result. There's only one count here in St. Kitts and Nevis. It's done in the constituency at a centralized location. Polling ends at 6 o'clock, so they'll have to pack up the materials and transport them to the counting center. And then the vote will take place. So it's hard to tell when, but, you know, the count might not start until 8 o'clock, even later than that. And depending on, you know, how many people voted and how close the election is, it could possibly go on until midnight or past, or not. It could finish earlier, but we just don't know. But it probably will. It's going to take a little bit longer just because the count is done in a centralized location.
That was Stephen Greiner there, chief of the OAS Observer Mission for the federal elections in St. Kitts and Nevis. Stephen, thank you very much.
Okay, Kern, thank you very much.
Take care.